Last night, the House of Representatives voted to censure Rashida Tlaib for her comments regarding Israel and Palestinians and construed to be of support of Hamas. Tim Walberg, representative of the 5th District here in our own state of Michigan, is on the line with us right now, one of the people who voted for that. Tim, thank you for taking some time with us.
Well, Mitch, thanks for having me on.
So there was an initial censure attempt by Marjorie Taylor Greene that did not get traction. This one did. What was different about it, and what was the point that Congress was trying to make, along with 22 Democrats, not just Republicans, to Rashida Tlaib?
Yeah, I think, I can't speak for the whole Congress. I can certainly speak for myself. I voted to table the censure resolution, as you know, last week, because I felt that the Marjorie Taylor Greene resolution was fraught with all sorts of inconsistencies and, in fact, untruths. I guess covering a person with what other people did and inferring that meant they were guilty. So I just felt it was a total issue of First Amendment liberties, freedom of speech, even though I vehemently disagreed with Rashida on her
So how position. Is this one different?
It changed. It changed as a result of several things. One, she was given a pass. And when you were given a pass like that, normally a member of Congress would say, "Phew, I made it past that one. I'm gonna dial it back a bit." And so, Rashid and I talked after that. And Friday morning, in fact, we were communicating together. I'm the dean of the delegation; she's part of the delegation, and I care that Michigan somehow finds a way to work together. And so we communicated on the issue of Rashida, you got to ratchet it down. I'm not telling you that you got to change your opinion about what's going on in Israel. I disagree with you. Hamas are terrible killers, horrific. They attacked Israel. They're the ones that have to be put into the ground. But nonetheless, you got to ratchet it back. And you know that slogan you keep using that people are taking great offense with, from the river to the sea, it has only one meaning to the majority of people. I don't care what you say. You got to stop using that.
And what did she say?
Well, she said, you know, I've tried to explain it that for me, it means something totally different. It's aspirational, this call for freedom, human rights, peaceful coexistence. I said, Rashida, that phrase doesn't mean that. It's a war cry. It's an extermination of Israel. And you gotta quit doing that, unless you want to keep whipping up a frenzy. We've got college campuses where Jewish students are afraid to go to class. We've got people worried in their neighborhoods that they're being followed. You gotta stop it. Well, that afternoon, her video comes out that I think layers on much more of this, with pictures of very emotional, if not violent, rallies all over the country, and that slogan is plastered all over the place, from the river.
So she didn't pay very close attention to you.
No, she didn't. And so then, as I explained to her yesterday in a text that I sent her before the vote, I said, listen, I'm changing my vote. Not on the First Amendment issue, so much as the fact that you have now taken the position and you flaunted it, and you know, Mitch, you understand that in your settings, things that you say will be heard and listened to by a lot more people than some people, and you will have an impact. Your book that you write, Tuesdays with Maury, and all the others have had impact and added to your impact. Well, a member of Congress, myself and Rashida, there are times when we say something that people notice it far more readily than they would a general citizen.
Right.
You know, I've had things that I've said that have had impact in other nations. And so I've got to watch what I say. And so all of a sudden, your First Amendment, if abused, becomes a cudgel. It becomes a tool. It becomes a weapon. And at that point, I can't support it. And so yesterday, for that reason, it wasn't the First Amendment. It was the fact that what she was doing was whipping up a frenzy, even here in D.C. Saturday night, where they had that very
massive violent rally. Yeah.
So yeah. You can't keep doing this without having some very negative impact. And it's one thing with this war going on in Israel and in Gaza. It's another thing when it takes to the streets in the United States cities. And all of a sudden we have a battle going on here that shouldn't take place, where Jews and Muslims have lived together and have lived together peacefully for the most part.
So do you concur with the Georgia representative, Rich McCormick, who is the author of the censure measure? So we're talking to Tim Walberg here. He said, Representative Tlaib has stoked anti-Semitism in this nation and undermined our national security. Do you agree with that?
I believe that. I believe that. And I didn't believe it last week.
That's the problem with anti-Semitism historically. It starts small, and people dismiss it, and it grows like a fire, and then all of a sudden it becomes something like, how did it get that big? And unfortunately, victims of anti-Semitism know this history, but people who are dealing with it kind of for the first time just figure, oh, you know, it'll go away. But it never seems to go away. It just seems to grow, particularly when the world is insecure. If you go back in history and to the bubonic plague, which got blamed on the Jews, you know, that they were feeding the blood of, Christian children to the they were drinking it. You name it. Whatever's going on in the world, to Germany's poor status after World War One, that was the fault of the Jews. It whenever a country is sort of in, or even the world is insecure, there's a rise in anti-Semitism, and so it is worse this week than it was last week.
And
she is part of, not the only one, but part of what's making that happen. And when she's on the floor of the Congress wearing a black and white Palestinian keffiyeh and holding up pictures of her grandmother, I don't want to say this the wrong way, but when I see she's got a Palestinian flag outside of her office, is it unfair for constituents, of which I am one, she's my representative where I live, to say, are you a U.S. congressperson? This is our ally in the Mideast, the America's ally, maybe where your grandmother lives, but you're a United States congressperson. I don't use phrases like whose side are you on? They're terrible. But I wonder, you know, what's supposed to be the priority of at least what you say in public.
See, that's a decision that our constituents are going to have to make. And that's where you have that fine line of a member of Congress who is representing whatever they're representing. Is that what their constituents want them to represent? And I think that's what's going to have to be decided. But in crossing over this past weekend and doubling down, not simply on a language at a rally, but now going much broader with video, with further statements. And yesterday, what happened that I didn't want to see happen last week, of censoring her, have her stand down there, according to Marjorie Taylor Greene's resolution, and stand in the well of the House with tears running down her face as the resolution is read in censor in front of her. That type of picture would have been sent all over the world to whip up, I think, still further frenzy.
Right, exactly. You're 100% right. It makes matters worse. But trust me, people who worry about anti-Semitism do not celebrate this moment, because they know that all it is another match on the fire. People who want to look for reasons to be more anti-Semitic say, look at what they're doing to poor Rashida Tlaib, these Jews, you know, or their constituents. So it's not a happy moment for anybody, but it's done. And I appreciate you, Tim, coming on and explaining your particular position on it. Thank you for spending some time with us.
Well, thank you for giving me the opportunity. And hopefully, those of us that have the opportunity to ratchet it down will do our best to do that very thing, because that's the only hope.
I'll be curious to see if she texts you back now. If so, I'd like to know what she says. Thank you, Tim. Appreciate you coming on. Tim Walberg there with us from the 5th District here. By the way, Kenny, you pointed out to me that the Michigan contingency of Republicans, the state,
right, the state
legislature, mm-hmm. Are calling for her to resign.
Right.
Or some Republicans.
Resign. Right.
I should
mm-hmm.
say. Some Republicans. The state, not the federal.
Right.
Yeah. Don't think that's going to happen
no,
either.
It's not gonna happen.
All right. We're going to shift gears when we come back from the break and talk to Alex Anzalone about the Lions game coming up and more. It's 760 WJR.